to the lachas of the stock. So the first point we're going to talk about is that the lachas that you have to have, sichuk requires that the majority, the roiv of what's on top of your sukkah, is providing shade. So there's more shade than there is sun coming through. This halach applies to the sukkah overall in general. The sukkah has to be tzelsa meruba mechamsa. It also applies to sections of the sukkah. If a person has a large sukkah, and one area of the sukkah, the sichuk, the covering of the stach, is sparse, and in that area, there's more sun coming through than there is shade. So that area is the size of a minimum size sukkah, which is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, about 2 feet by 2 feet. If that area of anywhere in the sukkah, 2 feet by 2 feet, there's not enough schach, you may not sit under that area. It does not pass on the sukkah, because the sukkah overall is majority, it's roiv schach. But if that area, which is the size of a minimum size of a sukkah, which is 2 feet by 2 feet, approximately, if any area of that sort, anywhere in the sukkah has that, that will, that you should not sit under that section of the sukkah. So it's important, if you want to be able to use all of your sukkah for seating, that you have your everywhere in the sukkah, it's tzelsa meruba. A second issue which you have, if you have a gap in the sukkah, which goes all the way across either the length or the width of the sukkah, even if it's less than the area of 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, so you have a small gap, it's an inch or two wide, it doesn't pass on the sukkah at all. But if it goes all the way across, either length or width, you should not sit under that. You should not sit under that, because that has a cheshiva, so it goes all the way across. The solution for that is very simple. You always make sure you have something going, some of your schach is going perpendicular to the other schach. So there's never going to be a line that goes all the way across the sukkah, because there's going to be some sichuch. But some of the people who use mats, you might have this issue. If all you have is the mats, you might have an issue where you have the gap between some of the slats and the mat, and the mats goes all the way across the length of that. So unless you have supports which are blocking the other direction, you would have that issue. When you put the sichuch on, so it has to be sichuch. So we say the minimum size is tzelsa meruba. How thick can it be? Should it be? Etc. So the lacha says if it's mubakmin bayis, if it's so thick, it's like you made it like a roof, that's a problem. So what's the definition of not like a roof? So the chadchila, that means that you could see out. At nighttime, you'll be able to see somewhere in the schach. You'll be able to see through and see the kechavim gedolim. So the fact that you can see the moon doesn't count, but you want to be able to see even some stars. If you have it thicker than that, that's not the preferred. But as long as rain can come in, it's still kosher. Now, rain coming in doesn't mean it's the first drop the rain comes in. It means the water will come into the schach, it will trickle down, and eventually it's going to come down. It might be a little while later, but the rain will come in. That's not a roof, and that's considered valid for schach. Especially we'll talk about tomorrow some other halachas about the schach. Have a good morning.